At this time last year, firefighters were just over a month into fighting the Cameron Peak wildfire west of Fort Collins. At more than 208,000 acres, it's the largest fire in state history, and full containment didn't come until December 2nd. As Alex Hager reports, for the people in charge of protecting the area's water, the work is only getting started.
Randy Gustafson is watching helicopters zip back and forth over the Cameron Peak burn scar.
They're hooking the net back up, and in a matter of seconds, he's up and out.
Instead of scooping up water to drop on flames, the pilots are picking up bulging nets full of wood mulch to scatter over the charred hillsides from the 2020 fire.
I'm kind of used to it, and I still, it's just the kid in you comes out watching this.
Gustafson works for the city of Greeley, and even though Greeley is a two-hour drive away, this is where the city's water comes from. Snowmelt and rain make their way down from the foothills into the Cashlapooter River before that water is piped over to the city. But when that rain falls on a burn scar,
it's like a frying pan. It's slick. The water will run. As the water runs off of it, it'll collect. As it collects, debris, everything else, it just builds up onto itself moving through there. So what this does is it'll set down and stabilize the soil.
These golden shards of wood, about 3 inches long, they help hold that dirt in place and keep it out of the runoff. And they're just one part of the city's strategy to keep the water clean. Another effort is underway above Chambers Lake, where the fire started. Big bundles of spongy wood shavings held together by biodegradable nets are laid out on the hillside.
They form a baffle. And they stop, they collect, as you can see right here, the debris, soil, ash, and keep it from coming down directly into the reservoir.
Right now, they are holding back sludgy piles of gray dirt in one of the most severely burned parts of the Cameron Peak fire.
This makes it worth it. This makes what we're doing worth it. I mean, this is a microscopic portion of what we have, but it worked, and it stopped the bleeding, and it's... Yeah, this does. This gets me amped up.
But in the grand scheme of things, all this work could just be a Band-Aid with climate change making things worse.
These mega fires, unfortunately, are not going to be going anywhere anytime soon.
Hallie Strevey directs the Coalition for the Poudre River Watershed. She says that means a lot more work for recovery and prevention around this fire and others like it across the West.
You know, we're trying not to lose hope. I think there's still plenty of things that we can do working together collaboratively.
That includes precautionary forest management in areas prone to burn. And the fact that it's carried out by a watershed group is just more proof of how connected this all is. Even after a fire burns, it takes a lot of work to keep the water clean. But a restoration project like this one is not cheap. Keeping just one helicopter in the air costs $87 every minute. And this work has been going on for months. Greeley's deputy water director, Adam Jokerst, says it's worth it for two reasons.
One is to protect the public. Mulching and other erosion control structures reduce flooding and protect life and property. And the second reason is water quality. How much is clean, pure mountain water worth?
Jokerst said Greeley gets the best bang for its buck from aerial mulching, but they might not have enough money to cover as many acres as they'd like to.
What's most critical for us right now is lack of funding. We're spending roughly $300,000 a day, so we go through funding very quickly.
And with a long list of tasks to protect more of the watershed, Jokerst says they could use more help, whether that's from the state or from federal infrastructure spending. And he'd like to see more permanent funds set aside for this type of work. Randy Gustafson would too, especially since fires like this are getting stronger and more frequent.
The last 10 years, I've had two major fires, and both of them are the most severe fires we've had. This is the biggest fire in Colorado. And yeah, this is not... And this, I see this as continuing until the forests are completely, we have nothing left to burn.
Greeley's water team says restoration work will carry into the next few years, but because of the size and severity of the burn, it'll never truly be fixed. Alex Hager, KUNC.